The issue is inside of me, my thought patterns, my behavior patterns, my internal dialogue. So it's like addressing that. And that's, I've worked on that a bunch with therapists over the last couple of years, and it's drastically improved. I still have a lot of work to do, but I just want to remind you guys of that too, because it's not just about like having too much going on in your life. Sure, simplify it down, but also look inside, self-reflect, and self-correct.
And it's not all on you.
There's a lot of people walking around think that they're not chronically stressed, but they are. And being chronically stressed depletes your body of nutrients it needs to have optimal health. And it's hard on your gut, and it creates inflammation in the body. And we all know that inflammation causes disease. It's not, oh yeah, maybe. No, it does. Inflammation over time causes disease. So, you know, awareness that you have it is like step number one. Yeah. And then step two is like utilize things that you can control to assist your nervous system. Homeopathics, supplementation, making sure that your nutrition is balanced. You have things like neuromagnesium that you can take at night. You can take, you know, things like melatonin to calm you down at night and get you to, you know, sleep. Like trying to get in better sleep, that's good for stress management. Having like a good wake sleep cycle, you know, not staying up super late at night, like going to bed at 9 or like, you know, somewhere around there. All those things can help us, and you can kind of lean into those things that we like can control while you try to troubleshoot the things that are harder to control, like your emotions, how worked up you get over a situation, how stimulated you get because of an event that happens at work or at home or kids or whatever. And then, you know, carving out time for you to find activities that do help you feel less stressed, help you feel more grounded. Like I'm really into spiritual stuff. So if I'm thinking of something that's going to de-stress me, it's always going to be something with a spiritual practice. But Max is like a bit different than that. Like it might be video games or like doing a puzzle or hanging out with the
coaching.
Kids. Coaching is probably, that's a great example for you, you know.
And I get really stressed out about that too. For me, self-awareness, right? Yeah. Like, so like, I think the easiest thing that my approach is similar to yours is you have to eliminate things. Like, unless you eliminate things, it's like trying to solve an experiment or an equation, if you think of math or science, with like a bunch of fucking numbers and letters. You have to eliminate the ones that don't serve you or don't make sense or aren't part of the equation. For me, that was drinking, stopping drinking. It's funny when I meet people who are like, oh, Max is... I don't tell people I'm sober, but like I don't drink, and I don't tell people I don't drink. I just say no. Like no one asks me, and I stopped drinking 3 years ago. And I stopped drinking because I had a bad hangover and I had to watch the kids the next day because you were working out 3 years ago. I have a picture on my Instagram, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. Like there's no upside for me in my relationship with alcohol. I don't drink. I don't do anything that I'm like, yeah, I'm really like, this is great. This is so much more fun than what I was doing at a point in my life where I just wanted to stop doing it. And I stopped and have not looked back one bit. And it helps me struggle with other things that I struggle with. Like continue to drink would just be adding one more thing onto the pile that I don't need to do.
Yeah.
And it's really helped me with my sleep-waking cycle, which I work on. And it's really helped me with my food troubles that I really work on. And it's allowed me to face them kind of like one-on-one. Because that's a problem. Some people are just overwhelmed. They're starting from a level where they have 10 fucking things that are wrong with them. Like, hey, I got to fix these 10 things. It's like, no, you don't. You just got to fix one. And you can fix one by just not doing it, right? Or just eliminating this thing, whether it's a person in your life or a substance you're using. Like, and then you could figure out, right? Because I could have said, that's for me where it confirmed for me, I never had a drinking problem because I have not thought about drinking one time.
No, he was never an alcoholic.
No, but I mean,
it was
that's
like
the
he
point.
Didn't like the way it made him feel anymore, and he said, "I'm just fucking done."
But the point I'm making is that I thought I had a drinking. I was drinking too. I was drinking more. I didn't have a problem per se, but I was the most stressed, depressed I've ever been. I'm drinking beers after I'm bartending. I'm like sad about where I'm at in my life. I'm like I'm medicating with it, and I'm like I think I have a problem. And then I stop. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't have a problem. I was just like was doing it. I didn't like, oh my god, I had this drink. Like I was done. And it allowed me to focus on other things where I do have, like, legit problems, like food, for example. You got to isolate. You got to, it's how to eat an elephant, right? We talk about this all the time. One bite at a time. And that's how you do anything in life. And functional medicine, integrated wellness, what are we talking about? Health and it's all the same way.
I think that's a really good point. But also, like, one thing I just want to add, because, like, I remember growing up, like, my mother always was so stressed. And, like, her thing that she would always say is, like, I just have so much on my plate. I have so much on my plate. And she's just, like, a nervous, anxious Nelly her whole life. And it really put bad energy around me and my sisters too. And I just always thought I was the cause of her stress. So, like, I would just try to withdraw myself more and more and more from her to, like, take things off her plate because everything was just too much, too overwhelming for her. Da, 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 da. And at the end of the day, once I took all the financial stuff, you know, when I was, like, 15 or 16, started just paying for all my own stuff. And then once I moved out of the house and once I, like, paid for my own, like, school and, like, all these things, you realize that, like, you took everything off of her plate, literally every single thing. Guess who was still stressed and overwhelmed and a nervous Nelly? Yeah. She was. So it's like, be aware enough to know that you can simplify things and eliminate, cut your workday back, all these things that are going to be appropriate for you to help managing stress better. But at the end of the day, if you can't look inside and address like where it's stemming from, why do you get overwhelmed when there's so much noise in your house? Why do you get overwhelmed when like the kids fall down and hurt themselves or whatever, whatever. Like, you have to be able to self-reflect and self-correct through therapy, other activities, through writing, however you want to do it. And you have to find what it is going to be for you. But like, don't just think that, oh, if I just didn't have kids in the house, or, oh, if I just didn't have to work, oh, if I just had a nanny part-time, like maybe there's a balance to be had there, but also you need to like look inside, like, why are you getting so triggered in the first place? You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I've been diving into personally over the last couple of years, because I know, just like with my mom, if I'm not anywhere to like her level, and she's like a narcissist, so she can't self-reflect. And, but I know even if I didn't whatever, I would find something else that would be like stressing me out or worrying me, a world event, a this, a that, whatever, a relationship. I would find something. So like the issue is inside of me, my thought patterns, my behavior patterns, my internal dialogue. So it's like addressing that. And that's, I've worked on that a bunch with therapists over the last couple of years, and it's drastically improved. I still have a lot of work to do, but I just want to remind you guys of that too, because it's not just about like having too much going on in your life. Sure, simplify it down, but also look inside, self-reflect and self-correct.
And it's not all on you. And I think that's the interesting piece that maybe that's kind of counterintuitive what I said earlier, but it's the point I'm going to make is that you, Nancy, have been so instrumental in my development as a person.
Yeah.
And it's because you are able to see my flaws much clearer than I can. That's the same reason why you would see a functional medicine expert, which is why you go to therapy, all these things. You can get a more objective opinion of what's going on in your life. And a lot of people don't want to hear it, right? Like we talk about like parenting is a great example. Like if so many parents are like around, they're like talking about whatever. And it's like sports is a good one. And it's like, guys, this is not, I don't think.
Everyone thinks their kid's
going to go
pro.
And this is my opinion, right? Your kid, they're not setting yourself up for success by placing, like preparing the road for your child. Like, whether it's school, whether it's sports, with all these things, they need to fail. They need to get comfortable with failure. They need to get comfortable with all these things. And but it's whether you're parenting or whether you're in a relationship or whether you're doing, you need people around you to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And you need, and that's a two-part equation. One is you need to be around those people. And this is the thing I was drawing with like not being around other guys my age. It's like, I need those guys around. And they don't have to tell me what's wrong with them. Like, it's not just, hey, how can I get better? They could also be, you're doing a good job. You know what I mean? Like our close friends, like we don't have any, like there's nothing that comes to mind that like we would be like, oh, we don't wish they would do this. Or like they're messing up here in our opinion. That's why we're close friends with them, because we're very, very aligned on these topics.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's helpful, right? Because you're like, oh, this person's doing this. Let me kind of try to layer that in a little bit. And that's when you talk about the therapist, like the parenting coach, he's coached 100 parents. Like that's, you know, 96 more parents outside of your own two parents that you've experience has been like really, you know, impacted on your life. And that's a lot of people. And, you know, that's the kind of the great part about being human, is that we can share this knowledge across generations, across multiple generations, and learn from these other mistakes and iterate very quickly and implement changes like that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The great analogy is you look at like bees,
changes,
right?
Changes that move the needle,
too. You move the needle, right? Look at bees. Bees are building, you know, beehives. That beehive looks the same for the last 100 million years, right? Yeah. What we do over 100 years looks very different in our societies, in our cities, in our cars, houses. So it's Yeah, that's to me what it means uniquely to be human. So to resist all these urges that we talk about, or to resist change is to me not, it's inhuman to do that kind of stuff. And I understand why people do it, because it's very safe. It's not risky. You know, we tell ourselves these stories, but, you know, at a certain point, you gotta change.
Like, that's the only constant.